New York state lawmakers are pushing legislation to better protect nursing home residents. They say they're hearing reports of residents not receiving proper care during the COVID-19 pandemic and poor communication with family members. Queens resident Livia Machin wants state lawmakers to take action so that what happened to her family doesn't happen to others. Her father was in a nursing home for 3 years, and she and her family saw him weekly until a March state order prevented visitation to nursing homes to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. So she took to video visits, the last time being April 8th, and had been trying to reach workers at the home since.
April 8th was a Wednesday. I tried to reach them on Thursday. I tried to reach them on Friday. I wouldn't get no answers. The same thing started again. They wouldn't return my calls. Until finally, I reached somebody after like 10 trials on Saturday to tell me that my father was in a deathbed. That I was going to lose him. He was on oxygen. His blood pressure went down. And they told me just to prepare myself. I was in shock. I couldn't understand why they did that to me. I was like bewildered. I couldn't understand why they didn't call me. Why didn't they reach out to me and tell me my father was sick with it, that he wasn't able to breathe on his own. They waited for me to reach out to them.
She says it's not clear whether he'd contracted COVID-19 as he wasn't tested. Machin reached out to her assemblyman, Ron Kim.
I ended up actually losing one of my uncles at a nursing home. His name was Song Kim, and he had dementia for 7 years. My father just saw him a month ago. And while I was so busy helping others, I had no idea that my uncle was sick in a nursing home, and he didn't get the proper treatment. And we're still waiting. I know his body is kept at a place in New Jersey. We're still waiting for answers.
The Flushing Democrat is sponsoring legislation to prevent more stories like these.
We're putting this legislation forward because we need to save lives right now.
The bill aims to provide a framework in which the State Department of Health would provide better oversight and accountability of nursing home and health care facility administrators and provide the means by which DOH could intervene to ensure residents receive proper care.
The DOH must issue guidelines to all residential health care facilities on proper medical procedures, which include but are not limited to maintenance and record keeping of daily personnel protective equipment, PPE usage, frequent communications with the residents and the loved ones of any confirmed or suspected infections within the facility, informing residents of alternative care options, including home care pursuant to Article 36 of the Public Health Law, and ensuring at least 3 daily communications between the resident and their relatives.
Kim says the Cuomo administration has been responsive, but more is needed. A state DOH spokesman says the department will review the legislation, adding, quote, "We've said from the start that protecting our most vulnerable populations, including people in nursing homes, is our top priority. And that's why the state acted quickly and aggressively to issue guidance specifically for these facilities on testing, infection control, environmental cleaning, staffing, visitation, admission, readmission, and outreach to residents and families," end quote. He says the department will continue to work with administrators of private and county nursing homes to do everything possible to protect the health, well-being, and privacy of the residents who call these facilities home. New York State Director of AARP, Beth Finkel, supports the bill and shared a story from Tuesday.
I got a call from one of our volunteers, and she let us know that she had an aunt. She's in Brooklyn. The aunt was in Manhattan. They were trying to get a hold of the nursing home for the last 3 weeks, and they could not get a return phone call from anyone in the nursing home. So they turned to us, and we tried to help them make contact, and ultimately they did get through. And here's what they found out. This woman's aunt died on April 9th.
She says they found out April 28th. Democratic Hudson Valley Assemblyman Jonathan Jacobson says he will co-sponsor the bill.
What has made it worse this year was the March 25th directive from the Department of Health, which forced nursing homes to take infected patients. Nursing homes are not hospitals. They should never have issued this order.
Democrat Andrew Garnardis of Brooklyn sponsors the bill in the Senate. Democratic State Senator Rachel May of Syracuse is chair of the Committee on Aging. She says it's important to safeguard both residents and frontline workers in the homes.
So the toll this pandemic is taking on those living in nursing homes is both horrific and heartbreaking. The governor himself has called them ground zero for the coronavirus, and it's just spreading through nursing homes like wildfire.
She will co-sponsor the bill. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.